Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Mr. Kimball Morgan.
Amazing. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Kimball Morgan. I'm the product manager for GNLD Africa. I am a pharmacist by profession. I qualified at Wits Medical School in Johannesburg. I did three types of pharmacy, really. I did some community pharmacy, retail pharmacy, I did some hospital pharmacy, and I did some forensic pharmacy. And what it really meant is I dealt with all the investigations into the counterfeiting and illegal sale of medicinal products within the South African environment. I've been with GNLD now for 16 months and it's been a wonderful, exciting time. I don't think there's a better place to be than right here, right now, right here in GNLD. So, you know, at GNLD I've noticed one thing over the years when I look into the products, and that is for sure that GNLD has been sensitive to trends over its 47-year history. A few years ago when we launched the GR2 program, we realized that one of the greatest things facing our generation of that time was actually obesity or being overweight. Now, you know, being overweight or being obese has its disadvantages. And one of the greatest disadvantages was that it led to a great increase in type 2 diabetes. And so when the GR2 program was launched, it was more than just a weight loss program. It was a program to get you holistically healthy, eating correctly on a daily basis. And that's why we could reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes by just losing a bit of weight. So, you know, now, one of the greatest things facing our time is really cardiovascular health. Now, when I talk about cardiovascular health, all I mean is your heart and its circulatory system, your blood system, okay? Easy enough. Cardiovascular health. Now, there's a couple of sad facts, actually, because in a survey done by the Statistics South Africa, we found that in a period of 5 years, 1997 to 2002, there was an increase of about 32% in the amount of deaths related just to cardiovascular disease. That's an enormous figure for a 5 year period, 32% increase. What is more amazing is that, you know, we always thought that cardiovascular disease affects only middle-aged, overweight men. Funny enough, one in four women run the same risk. So really, cardiovascular disease is on everybody's lips today because it is one of the greatest killers of our time. So to explain to you a little bit about cardiovascular disease and give you a little bit of background, I need to explain to you what are the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. First of all, the risk factors that you just cannot control. These are factors that you can't change. And they are the four things: age, ethnicity, gender, and family history. Now, let's look at that. Well, they say, in terms of age, that 4 out of 5 people who die of heart disease are in that age group, over 65. What's more sad is that in this age group, women who have heart attacks are twice as likely to die than men. Okay? So that's a risk factor you cannot change, unless you do something to make sure that you're doing some nutritional supplementation to prevent that. Secondly, ethnicity. Now, you know, ethnicity is really where you are from. What's your background? Whether you're Asian, colored, white, black. And the reason for that is because certain race groups or certain ethnic groups do have tendencies to have hypertension, for example. Certain race groups are more prone to high cholesterol levels. Certain race groups are more prone to coagulation or blood coagulation, etc. Now, all these things, it's just because of where you come from. You can't have no control over that, right? Thirdly, gender. Gender is whether you're male or female, okay? Under the age of 65, men are more likely to have a heart attack than women. So women are pretty much protected until the age of 65, because men have more heart attacks than women under the age of 65. And lastly, family history. You know, you can choose your friends, you can't choose your family, right? Well, you know, if you have some family that have had a heart attack, had some risk for cardiovascular disease, you are going to be prone to an increased risk for that cardiovascular disease. So those are the four factors that you cannot control, that you have no control over. They are age, ethnicity, gender, and family history. Well, there are also risk factors that you can control, that you do have some say in how this appears in your diet or in your lifestyle on a daily basis. And according to the World Health Organization, as those graphs, they're not very clear, but I'll read them out to you. The risk factors, the major risk factors for cardiovascular disease is number one, a suboptimal blood pressure. We know if you have high blood pressure or hypertension on a continual basis, you are heading for a heart attack, correct? Right? So suboptimal blood pressure is one of the major risk factors for cardiovascular disease. You can control your hypertension. Secondly, what they call the world's number one silent killer is cholesterol. High cholesterol levels. Now, you know, you don't have any symptoms when you have high cholesterol. Unless you can have a blood test and check your cholesterol out, you'll never know if you had high cholesterol. But high cholesterol, what happens is this cholesterol starts sticking to your artery walls or your coronary artery walls. And what happens? Your blood stops flowing to the heart. Eventually, you will have a coronary heart attack. Thirdly, a lack of physical activity. A lack of exercise. Now, that's pretty self-explanatory. We've been saying all the time, exercise is important. We're not saying run the Comrades Marathon. What we are saying is get out of the house 3 times a week. Walk around where you live. Use the stairs instead of the lift. All this counts as a little bit of exercise on a daily basis. But you know what is the most amazing part of this graph for me, and according to the World Health Organization, is what Gene Healthy has been saying for 47 years. A diet low in fruit and veg does increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. It's the third most important risk factor for an increase in cardiovascular disease. So those are the four factors that you can have a control over. Your diet, you definitely can change your diet. You can supplement your diet with fruits and veg, okay? Secondly, hypertension, you can control your hypertension. You can control your cholesterol levels. And physical activity, you definitely can do something about that, right? Now there are also a couple of factors called novel factors or new factors. Factors that really don't fall into either of these groups. And the three novel factors, number one is abnormal blood coagulation. Now we know if your blood is clotting abnormally, that means if you have clots in your blood system, that clot can sometimes get stuck in one of the arteries and then eventually form a massive embolus or a thromboembolus, and that will cause a heart attack, right? That's one of the novel factors. Secondly, inflammation. In recent years, we found that if we take blood tests, and we look and we see if there's a marker there called C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein many years ago was only related to inflammation. But we know that that is really pre-diagnostic for cardiovascular disease. We know if you have raised levels of C-reactive protein, you are heading for a heart attack. Okay? And that's just because of inflammation within the body. But the most amazing part that we know, we have known for many, many years, is a raised homocysteine level. Homocysteine, what is that? Well, homocysteine really is just a natural metabolic byproduct. Metabolism occurs daily in your body, and one of the byproducts of metabolism is homocysteine. And we know for a fact that homocysteine is one of the greatest risk factors for an increase in cardiovascular disease. So, if we look at cardiovascular health, we know that cardiovascular health is dependent largely on two normal components in the blood. And these two normal components in the blood are number one, lipids. What are lipids? Lipids are fats, right? Bad cholesterol, good cholesterol, all this cholesterol, etc. Fats. Simple word. Lipids are fats, okay? If you have fat or you have bad fat in your blood, you know you're heading for heart attack. You know you're heading for some of that fat going to be hardening your artery walls, forming an embolus or forming a clot, and then eventually cause a heart attack, right? But secondly, we also know that raised homocysteine levels will increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. Homocysteine. That's a buzzword amongst everybody today because homocysteine is one of the greatest markers for an increased risk for cardiovascular disease. We also know that you should have a balanced diet, low in fat and high in fiber. We need some fat, but we need some good fat. We need some fiber because that will reduce your cholesterol levels. So those are the two major things, lipids and homocysteine. We want a good balance of the fats in our blood system, and we want a lowered homocysteine level. So if we look at that, two factors, lipids and homocysteine, What do we do to maintain those two levels at a good level within our circulatory system? Well, first of all, we need some lipotropic factors. What does that mean? Factors or nutrients that will keep the fats emulsified in the bloodstream. What does that mean? Well, you know, when you take your LDC and you wash your dishes, what happens? When after you have a fatty meal, all that oil and fat gets suspended in the water, correct? And then you see all these oil droplets all in the water. What have you done? You have emulsified that fat. You've stripped that fat off the plate and are now keeping it in solution so it can be rinsed away. In your blood system, in your circulatory system, we want to keep that lipids, that fat, the bad fat, circulating. You need fat all over your body, or you need these lipids all over your body for certain functions. We do not want them to stick to your artery walls. Because once that happens, you're going to have narrowing of the artery wall, you're going to have an impeded blood flow to your heart, you are going to have a coronary. Right? So we want to keep those lipids in solution. We want to keep them emulsified. And that is what lipotropic factors mean. Secondly, we want high doses of the B vitamins. And the reason for that is we know that these B vitamins will ensure a proper metabolism of homocysteine. And when homocysteine is metabolized properly, we can break them down into normal amino acids and they will not cause any harm in the blood system. So, what I have to do is really explain to you what are lipotropic factors. The lipotropic factors we want to talk about are choline and inositol. Let me reiterate. What are lipotropic factors? They are going to keep lipids or the fats in our blood circulating. Alright? Keep them emulsified or keep them in solution. And the two major nutrients that we're talking about are choline and inositol. They will ensure that your lipids or your fats are mobilized and utilized in the proper way throughout the circulatory system. Secondly, we need a good group of B vitamins. And the B vitamins we want to talk about are vitamin B6, B12, and mainly folic acid. Why do we want them? Because we know that these vitamins will ensure a proper metabolism of homocysteine, which, as I said, is just a natural metabolic byproduct. It's a natural metabolic byproduct, but we know it will damage arteries if it accumulates to dangerous levels. So, let me explain to you the homocysteine cycle. Because we know the one major factor is to keep the fats mobilized and utilized throughout the body. But the second factor is homocysteine. We want to keep it as low as possible. So how do we do that? Well, you see, homocysteine will accumulate every day in your body. Okay? It's going to happen because metabolism is essential for living. Alright? So you need homocysteine in the body. But the problem with it is when there's an excess of homocysteine, those four things happen. Those four things, number one, LDL oxidation. All that means is your bad cholesterol being oxidized. When that happens, your cholesterol is going to get hard, stick to the artery walls, cause narrowing of the arteries, you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a cardiovascular incident. Secondly, hypertriglyceridemia. All that means, again, the bad cholesterol, triglycerides, an increase in that. You see, we have HDL, LDL, and triglycerides. That's what makes up your cholesterol reading, your total cholesterol reading. What we want in the body is an increase in HDL because that is your good cholesterol, your good fats. But we want to keep the LDL and triglycerides as low as possible because those are the bad fats. Now, an increase in homocysteine will increase your cholesterol and increase the triglycerides, which is your bad cholesterol. Smooth muscle cell proliferation, prothrombotic state, just means an increase in clotting. And what will all of these four things do? Well, all of these four things do, they do increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. So now you see that we need to make sure that we can take this homocysteine out of the blood. How do we do that? How do we break down this homocysteine? Well, number one, we can use folic acid and vitamin B12. Because what that does, it will break down the homocysteine into a harmless amino acid called methionine. Alright? So that's the one way. By using good doses of folic acid and vitamin B12, we can break that homocysteine down into methionine. We can also break down homocysteine by using vitamin B6 and betaine. Betaine not only increases absorption of vitamin B12, but vitamin B6 will also break down homocysteine into cysteine. Okay? So, there's a couple of vitamins here, the B group vitamins, that will make sure that this homocysteine does not accumulate to dangerous levels. This vitamins will ensure that the homocysteine is broken down into these amino acids, methionine and cysteine. So, what are the required nutrients for good cardiovascular health? Remember, when I started off, I said, what do we have to do? First of all, we want to keep the fats or lipids mobilized and utilized throughout the blood system. Okay? We don't want them sticking to our artery walls. And secondly, we want to lower our homocysteine levels. So the required nutrients for those two processes are, number one, we need vitamin B6, B12, folic acid, and choline, which will help maintain healthy homocysteine levels. Secondly, we want betaine hydrochloride. Betaine has been added for the simple reason that betaine not only will increase our vitamin B12 absorption from our stomach, but it will also be involved in breaking down some of that homocysteine. Thirdly, we need citrus bioflavonoids. Flavonoids. GNLD has been saying that for many years, you need flavonoids for good circulatory health. We know for a fact that the French-speaking people that drink lots of red wine have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. It's not because of the alcohol in the red wine, right? It's because the red wine is made from good flavonoids, good berries, good dark grapes that contain lots of flavonoids. This flavonoids has a protective effect in terms of circulatory health. And lastly, you need choline and inositol because that will keep fat emulsified and prevent them depositing in our arteries. So the good group of B vitamins and a good choline and inositol will ensure total circulatory health. And that's why I'm proud now to announce that we at GNLD have the all-in-one solution. We have a solution with all the leading-edge nutrients that will play an essential role in maintaining the health of the circulatory system. And I am proud to announce that we now have in South Africa our own GNLD Lipotropic Adjunct. So what is this? Well, this Lipotropic Adjunct ensures that you have good circulatory health on a daily basis. It ensures that it has all the nutrients that you need to maintain your circulatory system, to maintain those fats to be mobilized and utilized throughout the body, to make sure that your homocysteine levels are kept down and low where they have to be. Now, how much will you pay for a product like this? 1,000 rand? 2,000 rand? How much you pay for a quadruple bypass? 100,000? 200,000? Well, let me tell you. How many of you want to know what the price of this product is? Well, to save your life on a daily basis, a product that should be a household name like GNN everywhere, this Lipotropic Adjunct will only cost you 88 rand. Now, isn't that a cheap price to pay for a good circulatory health? That is associated with 9 PV, and a case will only cost you 508 rand with 54 PV. That is a small price to pay for long-term success in terms of circulatory health. Now, please let's not forget that Lipotropic Adjunct should and could be taken together with omega-3. Omega-3 still plays a major role in terms of cardiovascular health. We know, for example, that Eskimos that eat lots of fatty fish on a daily basis have the lowest risk of cardiovascular disease, have the lowest risk of heart attacks. Why? Because these fatty fish they eat on a daily basis are high in omega-3 content. So Lipotropic Adjunct and omega-3 form a basis of anybody's circulatory health on a daily basis. That is something you need to maintain good circulatory and good cardiovascular health. Make sure that you get yours tomorrow, okay?